Patient name, Madai, spelled M-A-D-A-I, last name Garcia. A date of birth 4/15/98, date of service 1/5/23. This is a 25-year-old female patient here today with a complaint of a cut, a laceration by her left elbow on the medial side, very superficial. She tells me she got cut by a piece of sheet metal, period, new paragraph. This took place several hours ago, period, new paragraph. No other issues. There is no swelling at the area, no sign of infection. She has no other issue to report today. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 118 over 76, pulse 90, respiration 16, temperature 98.2, oxygenation 100% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, none. Medical history, negative surgical history to her right arm. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's 25 years old. No distress whatsoever. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Examination of that laceration at the left inner aspect of her arm by her elbow. Upon close inspection, it seems as though the epidermis was cut. It does need to be held together, but it well approximates. There is no depth to this cut whatsoever. It is not bleeding, period, new paragraph. This particular type of laceration would be well suited for a butterfly bandage, which we will do today. Period, new paragraph. The laceration is approximately inch and a quarter long, period, new paragraph. No other issues today, period, new paragraph. Assessment implant, laceration, superficial. Butterfly bandages will be applied, three in total, butterfly strips. Also covered with antibiotic ointment and a bandage. Once again, it is not bleeding. Period, new paragraph. Patient will also receive a tetanus shot prophylactically, period, new paragraph. No other meds will be needed today. She's going to monitor her symptoms, and if there's any issues with it, she's going to return to clinic or call.